The Pastoral Symphony was first played in December 1808 at the same concert as the Fifth. Their numbers were in fact reversed on that occasion, and it's clear that work on them had gone on simultaneously. The later stages of the pastoral sketches are preserved in a sketchbook dated 1808 and belonging to the British Museum. Two earlier sources are, however, interesting. In the Eroica sketchbook of 4 years before, there are two harbingers of the pastoral. This played its part in the peasants' merrymaking. Another early sketch represented the murmuring of the brook, the tempo andante molto, the key C major. And this idea was then repeated a fifth lower with the written remark, the larger the brook, the deeper the note. In this case, the rhythm remained to be clothed and beautified. Yet another source, the sketchbook known as Landsberg 12, shows the opening of the symphony with the words Sinfonia Pastorella. And a further memo, end of first part, meaning the exposition, introduces a theme over a drone bass. Symphony, the characteristic pedal note was preserved. One other observation of nature, a series of tremolos marked thunder basses, was obviously destined for the storm movement. In the more advanced pastoral sketchbook of 1808, there are written remarks of a more general kind. At the foot of the first page, Sinfonia Characteristica, Recollections of Country Life. Higher up on the same page, a more guarded comment about program music. One should leave the listener to discover the situations, eventually summed up in Beethoven's own subtitle to the pastoral, More Expression Than Tone Painting, which didn't prevent him from labeling the individual movements. The first movement, headed Joyful Feelings on Arriving in the Country, is satisfying for the mind and the heart, spacious and at the same time remarkably economical. Seldom has an opening phrase yielded so much by way of development. In fact, each fragment leads its own life. The first bar grows by sequences. The second builds paragraphs by self-repetition. The third bar, at first held in check by a pause at the fourth bar, this expands as the subject itself expands. Even two smaller fragments, and this, even these form the clarinet and bassoon duet in the coda. In the sketches, the element of repetition is seen in the many shorthand repeat signs, like these. and a similarly relaxed treatment is given to ideas not yet in their final form. As the end of the exposition takes shape, we find this form. And for us, a more recognizable one. Over 90 pages of continuous sketches with rewritings and restarts, fragments of themes or bases with occasional breaking out into two staves, all these nevertheless cover almost every aspect of the pastoral. Some variants are unused. Rhythmic variants, on the other hand, may change place. In the exposition, triplets in the cadence theme become quavers and semiquavers. But the triplet version served its purpose in the coda. Which is sketched in the other rhythm. Some other examples of unused ideas and developments. And this. And of ideas that definitely did contribute. Now, a passage from the symphony. And the origin of that, like so much else, is already explicit in the opening bars of the movement. The andante of the pastoral, the scene by the brook, may be traced to the solitary sketch of 183 or 4. The many pages of later sketches settle on the broad but leisurely rhythm of 12/8 time. One particular figure is in evidence throughout. Counterpoints to it emerge by stages. Or this. There are occasional notes of scoring. Second time, clarinet and bassoon, and arpeggio figures that seem designed with particular instruments in mind. This for clarinet. And flute. Semiquaver variants of the basic figure appear. These eventually favour a simpler pattern of broken thirds. Yet from the start, Beethoven sketches in a variety of keys as though aware already of the brook's later course. Then we find the modulation to this section in constant semiquavers. The other features one notices are the prevalence of trills and the growth of longer melodic phrases. Another destined for the transition and one on two staves with the bass figured. At first, all these ideas appear thrown down at random. Later, they seem to form themselves into larger sections. Here, for example. This leads to notice again the trills. Beethoven's Scene by the Brook acquired a special fame and even some adverse criticism on account of its brief birdsong cadenzas at the end. It may be argued that nightingales, quails, and cuckoos are not so key-conscious in nature as to adapt their calls to complete the major triad between them, and that few cuckoos sing in the high key of B-flat major. Remember then Beethoven's comment about the expression of feeling rather than tone painting, and note how the sketches gradually integrate these cadenzas. At first, the nightingale trills on B-flat. It then alternates B-flat and C in a measured trill. It then moves down onto the dominant. And in so doing, it relates its call to the opening bar of the movement. Among the sketches for this andante, there are occasional hints of a 3-4 minuet or scherzo. And a phrase marked trio clarinet. Work on the scherzo then overlaps that for the Scene by the Brook. The peasant's merrymaking decides on its alternation of F major and D major. The note in eight, that's to say in octaves, is borne out by the score, and so is the reiteration of this figure. A secondary idea appears over a drone bass. And the other theme was already noticed in the Eroica sketchbook. Let's now watch the refining process at work. The D major phrase from the opening. This is reshaped. A version marked last time had already recorded the abrupt key switch that comes just before the storm. And on the same line, two solitary notes, E and C, the first with a pause, might have passed unnoticed if we didn't know their significance. Let's pick up this moment as it leads to the repeat of the scherzo. The humour of this rustic dance with the bassoon marking time on tonic and dominant depends on its syncopations. In the sketches, a phrase for horn introduces these. And in the later form, probably for technical reasons, the horn version remained simpler, and it may have had a beneficial effect on the oboe and clarinet versions of this theme. At first, the quavers dominate. Later, one group of quavers suffices. In the sketches, there are numerous alterations to this theme. They then become absorbed in the storm that breaks in on the frivolities. Brief figures are written down. Tremolo with fortissimo marked and then crossed out. And later the word blitz with a sudden fortissimo. At its height, the pastoral storm rampages through many keys, and in the sketches, particular figurations are clarified by stages, among them these salient ones. Harmonic progressions are plotted with downward scales in the bass. A string figure, later sketched in as an arpeggio, this fills out the implications of the bass line. But notice how in the symphony, the bass acquires its own rhythm. Introducing the pastoral symphony earlier on, we heard the subsiding of the storm and the link with the finale. The problem here was to devise a theme of a simple and relaxed nature that would not pall on repetition, even, as it happens, the decorative repetitions in the Sonata Rondo. A Siciliana in 6/8 time was noted. From this sprang a longer theme. Throughout sketches for the storm, These eight bars recur in various forms. The figure then appears, that is to introduce the finale on clarinet and horn. And the theme then takes this as its own starting point. Notice the modulation. And since we know the theme, the elusive missing harmony. It was as the storm literally cleared away in the sketchbook that the fourth bar of this theme settled on a new harmony, the first inversion of the subdominant. Its other vital characteristic was to be the forward-looking cadence. From this, a further idea could grow. Taking the score of the pastoral at its face value, the ultimate version of the shepherd's hymn seems to be saved for the very end. The finale has its fortissimo climax of the greatest splendor, but what follows is even greater.